Right, today's New Beginnings is all about a fresh start for small-scale operators and contractors. You know, with unemployment at record levels and many South Africans struggling to keep food on the table, we'd all love to be able to make a difference to the one person, to the small guy who's got the skills and maybe the tools but doesn't quite know how to link those with people who need the kind of work he offers. Particularly being able to support local is something I think many of us would find appealing. But we have concerns, and they're understandable given the nature of our society. We have security concerns. We have worries about whether references are available, whether there are consequences if something goes wrong with a small job. Many of us simply don't want to run the risk of hiring someone off the street. And my guest today really provides a bridge between those two options, being able to hire that small individual artisan or tradesperson, but with some degree of knowledge that there are checks and balances in place. And Josh Cox is actually a return visit at the studio. He's the founder of Fix Forward, which is an enterprise that pairs the homeowner who needs a small maintenance job done or some renovation work perhaps with the skilled person who knows how to do the job that they need done. You might recall his name under the previous guise of this enterprise, because they used to be called Trademark. And I think 4, 5, 6 years ago, Josh, we had you in studio talking about that. And it's an absolute delight to welcome you back today with the knowledge that since then, more than 100 contractors have completed more than 1,000 jobs.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks.
What
for
a story.
Thanks for having me.
So Josh Cox, again, the founder of Fix Forward. Remind us where this all began. Josh, what was it that made you come up with the concept of being this bridge?
Yeah, so I was actually working for an NGO based in Johannesburg in 2008. And a friend of mine by the name of Simon lived in Diepsloot, one of the big townships up there. And he was running a small business doing painting, tiling. And he'd done some work for me, and he approached me one day and said, won't you write me a reference letter? And I made him some business cards. And I saw the profound difference that that made in his business. He was able to win more clients, able to earn more money, employ more people. And so I just saw the difference that a little bit of added credibility made to his business. And I thought, wow, we could be doing this for more people. And that was really the start of Fix Forward.
And fast forward to Fix Forward, over 100 contractors on your books. Have they all stayed with you the whole way? Are they all on your books at one time?
Yeah, so we've had some contractors come and be on the program and on the platform for a while, and then they move on to other things, other businesses. Or, we've had some Zimbabweans as well, some of them have returned home. But currently, we've got about 100 contractors on the books. They are running businesses that employ people. So it's not the individual kind of tiler for a day. These are people running legitimate businesses, and they employ, those 100 contractors employ about 500 people. So our mission really is to help them thrive as entrepreneurs and grow successful businesses that can employ more people, provide more regular, decent work for people in their communities.
So it's more than just being the Uber of painters and tilers. Yes, you have that sort of disruptive sense about doing things differently and having an online platform, but you also do a lot of engagement in terms of skills development and mentorship as well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We run an entrepreneur training program where we equip the contractors with critical business and personal skills through workshops. They meet with a professional coach on a monthly basis. They meet with mentors who really dive into the details of their business and help them unlock solutions. And so that really backs up the kind of market access component that we run, where we also, you described as kind of an Uber for tradespeople. We're much more than that also on the business side, in that we actually facilitate the project. So we're not project managers per se, but we really engage with our customers individually on a one-on-one basis. We have a project manager who goes out onto site to visit the projects. And we found this adds a lot of credibility and just helps build that trust that you mentioned is such a critical issue in
Absolutely.
This industry.
Yeah, because that is, I think, for most people the big stumbling block. I mean, I've heard many people express saying, I'd love to support the small guys. I hate giving my money to the big brands and the anonymous, and knowing that if something goes wrong, at least there is an email to send a complaint to, but then half the time you won't even get a response. There is that sort of duality of wanting to support local, but people are a little bit scared. They're worried for from a security perspective. They're worried about how can I trust that the job will be done properly? And they're worried about supervision particularly. So you've mentioned you will send somebody on site. Does that mean if you hire somebody through Fix Forward, you don't have to stay at home and watch the whole job being done yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we are the basic sort of premise that we're trying to build around is that when people need to do renovations or maintenance, you shouldn't have to put your life on hold and be at home 24/7. If you have competent people that you can trust, and that's backed up by someone like Fix Forward, where we guarantee the work, we have a presence on site, we're always available on the phone for any concerns, then that means that you can get on with your life. And really, renovations, when you're transforming your home into a beautiful space, it should be a process that you look forward to. For most people, it's a process they dread. And so that's what we're trying to change.
I'm smiling. What's the saying that renovations or building of any kind, it'll take three times longer than you thought. You'll pay twice as much and you'll only ever do it once. You're trying to turn that on its head effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You say you guarantee the work. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you can vouch for the people that you're hiring. First of all, what sort of credibility and verification checks and vetting process do your contractors go through?
Yeah, so we have quite a stringent process where we do a range of reference checks. So we speak to clients where the contractors have done work previously. We actually go out to site to go and look at the work that's been done. So one of our project managers goes on site and assesses the work to make sure that technically it's up to scratch, because often even homeowners don't know. You might think that a job has been done well, but you don't have an expert eye necessarily. Yeah. So we put a lot of energy into finding the right people. We're assessing them not just from a technical perspective, but also in terms of their sort of character and personality, attention to detail, that sort of thing. Because often it's not just the end product, it's the service that people experience along the way. Is the contractor going to arrive on time? Are they going to be easy to communicate with over the phone, or you're going to be able to get them on the end of the line? So those are the things throughout the process that we're assessing, and that means that, you know, out of 1,200 plus jobs that we've done, we've had about 30 where we've had to intervene with some financial means. So that's an incredibly low failure rate, as it were, and we really do step in. If there's a problem, we don't look for loopholes. You know, we really want to ensure that customers have a great experience, and I think that's contributed to the success that we've enjoyed as we've built over the years.
Because, of course, word of mouth is going to be everything to a platform like this. So if you've got an unhappy customer, that's very bad news for you guys.
Very bad news. Yeah. And, you know, we really look very closely at the percentage of word of mouth and repeat customers. And more than half our customers are either word of mouth or customers who come back and use us again.
That's fantastic. I was really hoping this would happen. I'm so delighted to get a WhatsApp from somebody who's actually part of your program. Fungi has sent us a message saying, I'm glad to have made it into the Fix Forward program. It's highly educational, including mentoring and coaching. The workshops are amazing, with information one cannot get for free. I'm not yet half a year with Fix Forward, but I'm enjoying the knowledge I have gained so far. Fungi, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you sent that message. Thank you. And I really hope that it continues to be a beneficial experience for you. I'd love to hear as well if anybody listening today has used Fix Forward and had a job done and you want to tell us your experience as the client. We'd really welcome a voice note to 072-567-1567, or you can give us a call on 021-446-0567. Fungi's referencing there the benefits that he's receiving in terms of improvement of his own skills through inclusion in the program. What else have you seen in terms of the impact that Fix Forward is having on people's everyday lives as a result of being included on the platform?
Yeah, I think we've definitely seen significant material changes in people's living situations. We've had people who've joined the program, they've relied on other people to get them around from job to job, and they've been able to purchase their first car. We've seen people paying off debts, building better homes, educating relatives. I had the great privilege of attending a wedding of one of our contractors who hadn't, up until joining Fix Forward, hadn't had the money to afford a wedding, having been married for some years. And with the additional business and being more profitable, he was able to put some money aside and finally have that wedding that he dreamed of. So those are the things that really motivate us and drive us. It's about really seeing these lives changed. And I think it's something that's very important to our customers as well. I mean, people are really focused on price a lot and of quality, of course, but the story of what we're trying to do really resonates with our customers. And it's a big draw card, and it's a big reason why people choose to go ahead and use us.
Let's talk about pricing. Do you set any prescription in terms of what your contractors should charge or may charge for a job?
We don't. So the contractor sets the price. We really want to empower them to be successful as independent contractors. So we don't want to babysit them in that regard. What we do engage in is sort of moderating the quotes. So we'll have a look at the price based again on the job description, and our project manager will in most instances be at the quoting appointment to help assess the work. And so we can see if there's a big mismatch between the price and the scope of works, then we will engage the contractor, and sometimes they're underpriced, sometimes overpriced, and there's a negotiation. So we almost negotiate on behalf of the client before the client actually even receives the quote. So so we do push back on that, but we're not prescriptive in the costs.
I'm going to ask you to pop your headphones on now because we've got a voice note that's come through. Let's take a listen.
How do they, for example, on the electrical side, do they have electricians that have the wireman's license? Are they checking that? Do they pay bargaining council? Do they do all the stringent requirements that are needed for electricians, for example? Because when it comes to insurance, obviously the electrician needs to be properly certified to be able to get our insurances done properly.
Very important question. Thank you so much. Josh?
Yeah, it's a great question. And for plumbers and electricians, quite correct, they do need to be certified. And we do check that all of our plumbers and electricians have the necessary qualification that they can issue COCs for any of the work that they do.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Somebody asking on the WhatsApp how you fund your operations. Do you charge a fee per job? Do you take a percentage? How does it work?
Yeah, so we, on the business side of things, we do take a percentage of each project that is successfully won. And then we also have a non-profit that does the entrepreneur training. Essentially, it's an enterprise development program. And we're very fortunate to have amazing funding partners, Nedbank, a couple of other big corporates and foundations. So that really helps fund that component of it. But the goal is we're a social enterprise, and the goal is to be fully self-sustaining, that we can support ourselves through the profit that we generate.
So the final question then is how our listeners access the Fix Forward platform and go about looking for somebody if they're listening now going, well, I'm going to try this for my next home improvement project.
Yeah, so the easiest is just to go onto our website, fixforward.com. And we're also currently in a massive recruitment drive for more contractors. And one of the channels that we get contractors is through referrals. So if anyone's listening, either they're a contractor themselves or they've had a good experience with a contractor, they can pop onto our website and just shoot the details across, and then we can pick up the conversation from there.
And that website again is fixforward.com. Josh, it's amazing to hear how much the program and the platform has grown since we first chatted a couple of years back, and hope that that is a forward momentum that continues and builds. Thanks so much for popping in today.
Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Josh Cox is the founder of Fix Forward. Please check out the website fixforward.com. And that's brought the time to 2:30. Let's get the latest Eyewitness News headlines with Wesley Peterson.